This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israeli troops in armor are expanding their assault to the northern and central Gaza Strip. We get the latest now from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Video obtained by the Associated Press appears to show an Israeli bulldozer and tank in central Gaza, blocking the territory's main north-south highway that the military told Palestinians to use to escape the expanding ground offensive. When asked about the video, Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hogari said he would not comment on specific deployments. The UN and medical staff are expressing fears over airstrikes hitting closer to hospitals in northern Gaza, where tens of thousands of Palestinians have sought shelter alongside thousands of wounded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN, the United Nations Humanitarian Office, says 117,000 people are sheltering in North Gaza hospitals.
I am in Nepal to send a message to the world.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in a video provided by the United Nations, trying to call attention to the global warming crisis as Mount Everest glaciers and ice sheets are melting.
Record temperatures mean record glacier melt. Nepal has lost close to 1/3 of its ice in just over 30 years. Antarctica and Greenland are losing billions of tons of ice mass every year. Melting glaciers mean swollen lakes and rivers flooding, sweeping away entire communities.
Guterres says that we must end all fossil fuel. The fossil fuel age must come to an end, something he's been saying for some time now. A former software developer in Britain's Signals Intelligence Agency sentenced to jail for stabbing an NSA employee. This is VOA News. The European Union plans to help the countries of the Western Balkans to pursue reforms needed for integration with the wealthy bloc with 6 billion euros investment. EU Executive President Ursula von der Leyen said this on Monday.
What we aim to do together is to double your economy within the next decade. And this is the reason why we present the new growth plan for the Western Balkans.
This would include North Macedonia, Albania, Kosovo, Serbia, Montenegro, Bosnia, and Herzegovina. Von der Leyen said that the EU's new growth plan for the region would include the opening of its common market to the Western Balkan countries in areas like free movement of goods and services, transport, and energy. India's Altus Wrestling School aims to empower women, while Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley-Watson says it's helping them hone their skills.
The male-dominated sport is considered taboo for women in many parts of the country. But here, young women are able to hone their skills and build confidence as they do it. The school was co-founded by Usha Sharma in 2009, who is India's first female wrestling coach. She hopes to empower girls in a country where poverty and conservative attitudes often hinder women's rights.
It feels nice to see that the same girls who used to graze cows and buffalo, about whom no one cared, there are now four or five people behind them. Their uncles, grandfathers are asking about them.
State government funding covers their training, while their parents pay about $109 a month for board and academic tuition.
Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley-Watson, who says many of the students dream one day of competing on the world stage. Luis Rubiales, the former president of the Spanish Football Association, has been banned from all football-related activities for 3 years by FIFA. The suspension imposed following the allegedly non-consensual kiss Rubiales gave to Spain player Jenny Hermoso after this year's Women's World Cup final, in which Spain beat England. Once again, recapping what's happening in Israel and Gaza, Israeli troops and tanks attacked Gaza's main northern city from both the east and the west on Monday. Residents say they are attacking from both sides. Israel says videos show forces in Gaza, but will not say where. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.